I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1275, Noticing the Gorilla. We all hear what we want to hear, and it's also true that we see what we're looking for. God hears it all, God sees it all, but we're not God. And the truth is, there is so much more going on all around us all the time that we're missing because we're not watching for it or listening for it. We're looking for or listening for something else, and sometimes it's just the wrong things. Yep, we become like what we focus on. So let's talk about noticing the gorilla. This podcast is dedicated to the two great commandments, T2G, loving God and loving others. If we're going to really pay attention to loving, we've got to pay attention. The author of the book Holy Noticing tells about a class he took while completing his master's in neuroscience of leadership. I didn't even know there was such a thing. He wrote, "The professor said she was going to show a video, and most students failed the test." Well, that just got him going. He knew he wanted to pass the test. She said the students were to watch the video and simply count the number of passes the basketball players made on the court. So he carefully watched the 90-second video, and he counted each pass, 16 in all. He got it right. Only two students had the correct number. Then the professor said, "But did you see the gorilla?" "What gorilla?" he thought. She played the video again, and sure enough, about 30 seconds in, a person in a gorilla suit walks in front of the students who are passing the ball, waves at the camera, and walks out of view. The students were all so focused on what they were trying to see, the passes on the court, that they missed the gorilla in the room. Hebrews tells us that we must pay much closer attention to what we've heard lest we drift away. Young Samuel was told to pay attention to the voice of God in the night, and Moses would have missed the call if he'd not paid attention to the burning bush in the wilderness. The author writes, "Remember how he missed the gorilla in the room in the video? Now that miss was inconsequential. But it's not so inconsequential when we miss important nonverbal clues from those that we love. Like, my wife is hurting and I miss it in the tone of her voice. Or I miss the promptings of the Holy Spirit to do what he's asking me to do because I'm not paying attention. Here's the great question. What might the gorilla in your room be that you haven't yet noticed? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we often get caught up in the distractions of daily life, missing the beauty and significance of the moments that unfold before us. Grant us grace to slow down, to open our eyes, to truly see the important things and people happening all around us. Help us to recognize the simple joys that bring smile to our faces, the kind gestures that warm our hearts, the opportunities to lend a hand to those in need. Guide us, Lord, to be present in the present, to appreciate the blessings that surround us, and to express our gratitude for the gifts you've bestowed upon us. May our hearts be attuned to the whispers of your guidance, reminding us of the precious connections that enrich our lives. In this prayer, we ask for wisdom to cherish each moment, the sensitivity to recognize the significance of the seemingly ordinary, and the love to appreciate the people who touch our lives in big and small ways. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1276. But in the meantime, we call it tunnel vision. You know, when we're focused on this thing, on this task that we've got to get done, and we end up missing any or all the other things that are happening around us that may be even more important than the thing that has our attention. Today, you will encounter clues to Christ-likeness. Today, you will have opportunities to tune into the vision of the Spirit that God gives you to see beyond what other people see, to see the people God puts before you, to be in tune with their needs, their hopes, their dreams, their fears. Go into that moment with an open hand, an open mind, and an open heart. Try to see and hear and feel what God has for you, not just what you think you're there for. Let's get going. Let's start practicing, noticing the gorilla.